Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. Join the 24 million people who have used FreshBooks. Try it free for 30 days with no catch and no credit card required. Just go to freshbooks.com/accidental. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. Comfort is one of the most seductive forces on the planet, and especially for creative professionals, people who have to venture into uncertainty consistently, comfort can be the kiss of death. When we begin pursuing comfort at the expense of great work, it means that we're not taking risks, we're not trying things, we're not pushing ourselves, we're probably not growing, and we're probably in the beginning stages of losing our passion for the work that we do. The poet Khalil Gibran, in his poem On Houses, wrote, "Verily, the lust for comfort murders the passion of the soul, and then walks grinning in the funeral." And I think that's true. I think that the love of comfort is often the enemy of greatness in our lives. And so today I want to talk about a very simple method for keeping ourselves out of our comfort zone. It's a way of nesting your goals to help you gain more clarity about what you're trying to accomplish and also to give you a little bit of more of a kind of a concrete handle on how you're pursuing some of your ambitions in your life. You know, it's one thing to set a big goal. It's another thing to actually tactically move toward that goal. So I'm going to share some insights from my book, Die Empty, from a chapter that was all about comfort today. And we're going to talk about step, sprint, and stretch goals. And by the way, I did an episode about this on my other podcast called The Daily Creative. Yes, I have a daily show. It's about 2 to 3 minutes long every day. It's designed to be part of your morning ritual. So on your commute, when you get up in the morning or before you go to bed at night, it's designed to help you just have sort of a conversation with yourself about your creative process. Sometimes I introduce a new tool. Sometimes I introduce a concept and say, hey, spend some time thinking about this today. Sometimes it's a very specific conversation to have with someone about work or life or whatever. So anyway, check it out. It's called The Daily Creative with Todd Henry. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. And again, I did an episode about step, sprint, stretch, but I'm going to go into it a little bit deeper on this episode. Before we dive in, we'll let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So I know we have a lot of small business owners listening to this show. I love small businesses. And I know that when you launch your small business, it is a leap out of your comfort zone. That's what we're going to be talking about today. I mean, you had lots of goals, lots of ambitions, things you wanted to do. It's no small feat to launch a small business. It takes a lot of late nights, early mornings, and I mean, the occasional or not so occasional all-nighter. The bottom line is you've probably been insanely busy ever since. So why not make things a little easier? Our friends at FreshBooks have the solution. FreshBooks invoicing and accounting software is designed specifically for small business owners. They get you. They understand you, right? We love FreshBooks at Accidental Creative because they just get creative small business owners. It's simple, it's intuitive, and it keeps you way more organized than a dusty shoebox filled with crumpled receipts. You can create and send professional looking invoices in about 30 seconds, and you can get them paid 2 times faster with automated online payments. File expenses even quicker and keep them perfectly organized for tax time. And the best part is that FreshBooks grows alongside your business. So you'll always have the tools you need when you need them without ever having to learn the ins and outs of accounting. So join the 24 million people who have used FreshBooks. Try it free for 30 days with no catch and no credit card required. Just go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, so you probably have goals. You've been told about the importance of having goals. You have things you're working toward, and that's great. That's wonderful. The problem is often we're not methodical in how we work toward those creative goals, those career goals, right? The personal growth goals. Like, we don't have a methodology for dealing with it. And so I want to read with you a little bit from my book, Die Empty, from a chapter called Step Out of Your Comfort Zone, which is about how to methodically pursue goals in a way that's going to push you on a consistent basis, on a daily basis, actually, to move toward those ambitions, toward those goals. So growth doesn't happen by accident. It's the result of intentional effort and consistent progress. You must define how you want to grow and then establish a plan to help you get there, of course, right? There are three kinds of goals that can help you grow: step, sprint, and stretch. So a step goal is a very short arc goal, often daily, that helps you maintain forward progress, even if it's small progress. You know, we often overlook the importance of small progress in pursuing big goals, but it's the little deltas, the little everyday efforts that are going to get us to those big goals. A sprint goal is a medium arc goal, so typically like a week or 2 weeks, that causes you to go beyond yourself for a season in order to increase your capacity. And a stretch goal is a long arc goal that forces you to go far beyond your comfort zone. And these all nest within one another. So a step goal helps you accomplish your sprint goals, and a sprint goal helps you accomplish your stretch goals. They don't always have to coexist, but it's unwise to let long arc goals exist in your life without having accompanying short arc goals to help you get there. So for example, running a marathon is a great example of a stretch goal, right? But I would be foolish not to set corresponding sprint and step goals to help me work my way up to 26.2 miles. The stretch goal is the objective, right, over the long term, but the step and sprint goals are the building blocks. We usually reach our end goal, but we fail to consider the mechanics or the day-to-day logistics of how we actually get there and where we want to be. So let's talk about each of these kinds of goals individually and how they work together to help us accomplish what we want to accomplish in our life and in our career. So a step goal is about what will I do today no matter what. So accomplishing a stretch goal is a lot less linear, like not really a linear march to the finish, than it is a series of combustive battles, right? So if you're trying to accomplish something big, it's really about all those little battles you fight along the way. If you don't define the battles, you will be defined by them. So I call these daily battles step goals because they help you make progress on your mission. They aren't major milestones. It's not like, you know, I'm going to accomplish something that I'm going to plant a flag in the ground and say, yes. No, it's typically not that. These are small measured steps that help you maintain forward motion. So if you sequence enough of these step goals in a row, you will eventually make significant progress. Most of you have probably heard this story about Jerry Seinfeld at this point. I think it's been told a bazillion times, but I wrote about this in Die Empty in 2012, or whenever I was writing the book. There was a young comedian named Brad Isaac. And at the time, Brad Isaac was working open mic nights and was trying to figure out, like, what's the secret to the comedy business. And Jerry Seinfeld talked about his practice of writing jokes. He said he kept a giant wall calendar and he would mark a big red X every day that he wrote a joke. And after a few days, he created a chain. And the longer the chain got, the harder it was to break. And his advice to Brad Isaac was, don't break the chain, right? Every single day, write comedy. That was Jerry Seinfeld's advice. The same principle applies to any step goal. If you sequence enough of them in a row, you're going to make progress on your sprint and your stretch goals. So this will help you be strategic about stepping outside of your comfort zone on a daily basis. If you're doing something every day to push yourself outside of your comfort zone in some capacity, then it's inevitable that you're going to get more, if you will, comfortable outside of your comfort zone, right? It's going to become more familiar to you. It's never going to be comfortable, but you're going to be more familiar with what it feels like to be out of your comfort zone. You're going to steer away from stasis. So how can you do a little more today than you did yesterday? Is there a strategic way you can step outside of your comfort zone, right? How will you know when it's time to put an X on the calendar? What is that step goal for you? And how is it moving you toward your sprint goal? So a sprint goal, the second kind of goal, is like waging a campaign, okay? So a sprint goal is a series of step goals that extend over a season. So you will sprint for a week or two, then you'll take a break, then you'll sprint again and so forth. You know, just like in running, I mean, if you're doing sprints, you're doing intervals, you don't sprint for 3 miles, right? Typically, unless you're an Olympic athlete or something, but you don't sprint for 3 miles. You sprint for an interval, then you rest, then you sprint, then you rest. It's a rhythmic thing. And a sprint goal is designed to stretch your endurance and to generate significant momentum on your stretch goal. So as you sit and you plan your week, consider an intermediate goal that will help you make progress on your stretch goal, one that can be accomplished in 2 weeks or less, and determine what you're going to have to do each day in order to accomplish it. And then those daily increments become your step goals, right? So you think about, you know, a couple of weeks out, what could I accomplish over the next 2 to 3 weeks that would move me significantly toward my stretch goal? And then you break that up into step goals. And by the way, if study is your thing, You know, so I'm going to read a book over the course of 2 weeks. Well, what does that mean? I'm going to have to break up, you know, the book into a number of pages every day, which means I'm going to have to read 23 pages a day in order to finish it in the next 2 weeks. Great. You have just set sprint and step goals. Now, your stretch goal in that example might be, I want to try to read 30 books this year. Great. Well, you're going to be on course for something pretty close to that, right? At least 20, 25 books if you do that methodology over the course of the year. So a stretch goal is, what's the change that you want to see? How are you stepping out of your comfort zone? A stretch goal is big. It's a major feat. It's something that will challenge you to grow. The important factor when choosing a stretch goal is that it's something you can control and measure. If you can't control it, you can't plan for it. So people say something like, I want to make $5 million or something like that. So, okay, great. But you can't really control that, right? That's not something you can control necessarily. Now, you can work toward that. You can sort of keep that in your mind as an ambition, but that's not necessarily a good example because you can't always control something like that. You know, like getting a promotion, you can't control that. Landing a major client, those are valuable goals, but there are too many factors out of your control. However, improving your sales skills, writing a book, learning to write code, developing aptitudes that will increase your chances of making money, landing a promotion, things like that, those are good categories for stretch goals. So you should always be working toward at least one stretch goal. And I think it's valuable to have stretch goals in multiple areas of your life. So one for, you know, your personal life, your personal health, one for your mind and how you're developing your mind, one for your career. You know, there are four kind of key areas where I encourage you to consider implementing stretch goals: business and work, which is about developing skills or context for your work, right? Mental, which is about developing your intellectual capacity and your ability to process complex information. The third is relational. So this is cultivating and growing your relationships. And the fourth is personal slash spiritual. So this is like physical health, emotional growth, self-awareness, personal skill development, things like that. So for example, you might be working toward a business-related stretch goal, like developing a certain skill that's going to help you perform better, while you're also working toward a stretch goal related to getting in shape or strengthening a specific relationship. So these three types of goals, step, sprint, and stretch, can be utilized for anything from acquiring a new skill to growing a company. What's important is that you focus on consistent, measurable progress and that you always have each kind of goal in your life at all times. So you should have a set of step goals you're accomplishing today, which will help you accomplish a set of sprint goals over the next few weeks, which will help you work toward that long-term stretch goal or that series of long-term stretch goals you're working on. The pursuit of goals is costly and you can't do everything at once. So it's important that you be choosy about which goals you pursue and how. So I want to give you a couple of principles. Again, this is from my book, Die Empty, for how to choose your goals. So number one, you're going to survey your life for growth opportunities. You want to identify a few skills that you could develop that would really help you be more effective in whatever capacity, okay? And then number two, you're going to define your objective. So set a stretch goal in that area. You know, it's impossible to take ground that you haven't defined. If you haven't set an objective, it's going to be really difficult to make progress on it. So you have to know with precision what you're trying to accomplish. And then third, you're going to define what you're willing to give up in order to accomplish it. So everything in life is a trade-off. Everything. If you want something, you're probably going to have to give up something in order to get it. So there's no such thing as a frictionless environment. If you want to do work that causes you to spend yourself in some meaningful way, then by definition, you cannot do that without cost. So what are you willing to give up in order to pursue your goals? And then draw your battle line. So what enemy will you have to overcome in order to accomplish your goal? And how are you going to prepare for it? So think in advance about what it's going to be like to pursue your goal. What temptations am I going to have? Where am I going to be pulled off course? At what point am I going to be tempted to succumb to comfort and to settle into mediocrity? What are those watch points for me? And identify them and recognize them when they show up. If you think about how you're going to deal with them in advance, you're far more likely to be able to deal with them instead of just being reactive in the moment. And then finally, redirect and reassess. Failure doesn't always mean defeat. Sometimes it just means that you fell short on accomplishing your objective, but there are other paths to accomplishing it. So those who are resilient and bounce back to fight another day recognize that a non-fatal failure provides an opportunity to become more self-aware and to reassess their strategy. So I encourage you to keep a record of what you've learned as you're pursuing your goals so that you can apply those learnings to your future ambitions as well. Again, I dive much more into this in my book, Die Empty. If it's something you're interested in, that book really is about how to avoid the lull of mediocrity, how to get out of a place of stuckness, if that's even a word, in your life. And so I encourage you to check it out. It's called Die Empty, Unleash Your Best Work Every Day. But in the meantime, be thinking about your stretch goals, your sprint goals, and your step goals, and how you're going to nest them together to accomplish your objectives. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Also, join the conversation in the collective at collective.accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.